با عرض سلام و وقت بخیر خدمت شنوندگان رادیو آیلتس آفرینش، فهیم هستم. امیدوارم که در این برنامه هم ما رو تا پایان همراهی کنید. کیوکاردی رو که برای این برنامه در نظر گرفتیم یکی از نمونه های کتاب کمبریج آیلتس 12 هست. اگه شما هم برای ایده پردازی در مورد کیوکارد های این کتاب با مشکل مواجه هستید، بدون شک پادکست امشب میتونه تا حد بسزایی براتون مفید واقع بشه. موضوع کیوکارد به این صورته: Describe a time when you visited a friend or family member at their workplace. You should say who you visited, where this person worked, why you visited this person's workplace, and explain how you felt about visiting this person's workplace. نکته‌ای که با خوندن کیو کارت به اون پی می‌بریم در نظر داشتن ورکپلیس و فامیلی ممبر اور فرند هست که کانتکست توصیف رو برای ما مجسم می‌کنه. در پاسخ دادن باید مراقب باشیم تا ارتباط بین این دو از بین نره و تا حد ممکن با جزئیات راجع به این دیدار یا ملاقات صحبت کنیم. بریم تا به سمپلی که برای این کیو کارت آماده شده گوش بدیم.
It was not more than a year ago that I had a swing by my cousin's office, which was located in the vicinity of a big mall. You know, kind of a rendezvous for me and my buddies. My cousin's actually a lawyer, or that's what he told me. I was sort of in a legal dilemma, and I was in urgent need of some professional advice. If I'm on a right chronological track, it was a December morning. I had a couple of relatives up to make sure about the whereabouts of my cousin. I mean, the word had it that he was the boss around there. When I got there, first I had to ask around and even describe him in terms of his appearance, since his name didn't actually ring any bells. The butler was around helped me a lot in finding him. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. It was a small cubicle. The sad thing was, he didn't even have enough room to stretch his legs. And by the look of things, I understood that he was swamped. Being the considerate guy I am, I wanted to make a U-turn and bug out ASAP. Oh, I can never forget the look on his face when he caught a sudden glimpse of me. He totally went beet red. I started pretend everything was A-okay and that I wasn't actually noticing his wretched condition in the slightest. He invited me to his friend's office, a real office, I mean. Only then did I understand that he was not even an actual lawyer, but a paralegal. He was quite funny. He was trying to distract me from the fact that he was fake by rattling on and on about how hard it is to have a job in the legal system. I was displaying along the whole time, making sure that my presence was not making him inconvenient. Soon as he was done, got up and said, I'm feeling a bit indisposed, and I had to see a doctor immediately. That actually did it. Later on, I got this feeling that I had no right to turn up without notice of my cousin's workplace. I have no clue what I was thinking when I decided to throw my cousin for a loop, but what I did. Well, I learned my lesson, I guess.
تعدادی از واژگان و اصطلاحات مناسب رو که در سمپل از اونها استفاده شد مورد بررسی قرار میدیم. دقت کنید که به کار بردن این دسته از عبارات در بالا بردن امتیاز شما تأثیر فراوانی خواهد داشت. To swing by, سر زدن و یا بازدید معمولا غیر منتظره. راندیوو، محل تجمع و یا پاتوق. دیلما، مخمسه یا وضع دشوار. By the look of things، از روی ظواهر و یا اونطور که به نظر برسه. To be swamped، مشغله خیلی زیاد داشتن. ASAP که اختصار هست برای as soon as possible، در اولین فرصت ممکن. playing along or to play along وانمود کردن به درست بودن یک قضیه indisposed ناخوش احوال بودن throw my cousin or someone for a loop surprise کردن و یا to catch someone off guard.
ممنونم که باز هم ما رو در این برنامه همراهی کردید. تا یک شنبه دیگه شما رو به خدا میسپارم.